Hey guys and girls, this is Thunder Locust 3 and welcome to this is gonna be the first part of the last podcasts episode for this year. We have gone through another year. I know I did try my best to keep it as consistent as possible. I have seen a lot that consistency is key, in which it is. And I have actually seen myself that I have developed quite a bit. The theme of me has actually been pushed through this year. I have seen somewhat of a development for myself. I have tried to be a much better person. I know that for those who know me personally, it might not seem like it, but you know, baby steps. And I've also seen that this year, it has a lot of twists and turns. There's a lot of goodbyes and new hellos. Not just in the world of show business, not just in the world of gaming. But, you know, of course, there are still people who are being born. People have died, people that we are close to, and just try to keep yourself up. I know that strangers telling that to you doesn't really have that much of an impact, but you know, during these trying times, it's the best thing that we can do. Next would be the time that this is released. Is it would have been already like 4 or 5 days since his passing, but for those who have watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I'm pretty sure you know who Captain Holt is, Andre Brower. And 2 days ago, when I was recording this, 2 days ago, he has passed away. It's unfortunate to see someone as beloved as him be gone, but it is life. I know it's not something that each and every one of us would like to hear, that it's just life, this and that. But the more that we accept, it doesn't avoid us from grieving. That's the thing. It doesn't avoid us from grieving from the death. However, if we keep themselves alive in our hearts, they'll still continue to live. I forgot which anime I got it from, but that's technically the premise. If you keep someone alive in your heart, then they're not truly dead. And let's keep the memories of Captain Holt alive. Let's keep the memories of Cheddar alive for those Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans. I am not a full-on fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but seeing such a beloved actor pass away. Also, another one is, it is from Friends. I haven't really watched Friends. Maybe it's not, or I haven't really been exposed to it. And I believe the character was Chandler. Another person who passed away this year. Another beloved actor who passed away this year. And, you know, it's unfortunate to see the people that we adore once pass away. But all we can do now is relive their moments, rewatch their shows, appreciate them more in every show that we watch. Another one is, I know my topics right now is all over the place. I'm really sorry if you have been with my podcast. That's how my thoughts work. It is it's all over the place. But now I'm people can consider now as me being in a better place at work. Not, you know, better place IRL, but at work I'm now at a much better pace. This hard, but you know, nothing really in life is easy to get if it's worth it. for those who are struggling, what I can just suggest is keep pushing, keep on going. Never, if you think of stopping, don't. Well, if you're gonna stop for some reason, you should stop for rest. But after you have rested well, look forward, look at the horizon, then just keep going. I know I have repeated this multiple times. I know life is hard, but sometimes I know the easiest way out is SH. And sometimes that is the only option. However, in our life, we cannot really appreciate the things in the future. I know it doesn't seem great looking ahead. It would be like a cloud of doubt, a cloud of self-loathing, a cloud of self-pity at the horizon. But the only best thing that we can do is be brave, face the next year with your head held high, and you know, just be prepared for anything.
Okay.
I just yawned. I'm sorry. I think this is just my body preparing for my work later. So, what else do I want to speak about this year? I guess it would be for a YouTuber I followed. I know they might not hear this, but for Mojin, congratulations on hitting your goal of 100k. Maybe in the future I will hit that too. Maybe in Spotify, maybe in YouTube, I'm not sure. But I will strive my best to be consistent. I would try to do the theme that I have once promised last year. The theme of content creation that I never got to do. Because, you know, life, I guess, but that's not really an excuse. Now that I have a much better phone, I have a much better time, I know a much better schedule, I should try and, you know, keep myself occupied. I try to create episodes like this. I will try to find some much more, much better, what they call these topics, I guess. And try to build up on that. I'm actually planning. Sorry for that. I'm actually planning to. I know that this is a collab. One of my collaborators here, the VLLG, is. We usually handle gaming stuff. For those who doesn't know, this podcast is actually. I have like part of this. It is indicated if it's a collaborative or collaborated episode or not. If it's not, there's not gonna be a tag about it. However, if it is, there will be a starting tag. And you know, I might try to incorporate some of the games that I usually play. Valorant, League, I know some of you doesn't play those. Genshin probably, Star Rail. I'm gonna try and keep my opinions or give my opinions about them. Try and expand my fan base more. I want this community to grow. For those who has kept themselves listening to my podcast, I want to grow this community more. Why? Well, I want the world to know that everything in life isn't just black and white. There will always be a gray area. There will always be meet me in the middle. Even in politics, in something that I don't want to talk about, there is a middle ground. There is a specific area where both parties hate because it shows that you don't support what they believe in. Yes, you support on some, but you don't support in all. I want everyone to know that the If you're gonna be siding with something, make sure that you have weighed every option. And if it comes to your country, it's much better to be loyal to your country than to the people serving your country. Anyways, that's enough talk for politics. I'm sorry, I delved too much into that. But anyways, see you at the end of this year. Again, there will be a podcast episode at December 31st, 2023, and January 1st, 2024. So this has been it. It has been a fun ride, lots of ups and downs. And will I ever be ready for 2024? No, no one is. But it's the ride. It's just a ride altogether. Anyways, thank you for listening. This has been Thunder Locust Tree and temporarily signing off.